Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Now, after a month of musical birthday celebrations, we have reached the end of Cape Talk's 20th birthday month, which means it's time to set aside the musical past we've been celebrating for the last 4 weeks and look rather to new artists, or rather in this case, new music from some pretty well-established artists. I'm delighted to have in studio with us today two of the three members of a band called Swing City. As the name implies, it's a swing and jazz and blues band. Loyisa Bala isn't with us today, but Graham Watkins and Nathan Roy are with us in studio. It's great to you both here.
How are you,
Pepper? Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. I believe Swing City was born out of a sort of a throwaway comment from somebody. Tell us what happened. How did you start?
We were at a braai. Graham and I, our rock bands play together quite a bit. So We were braaiing together one night and we got to chatting, and Graham was telling me that his father used to play upright bass in a jazz band. And I was saying, oh wow, my father used to sing in a swing band as well. So, and then we were like, oh man, how cool would it be to do that as a side project? And luckily management overheard and got Loyisa involved, and the Rat Pack was born.
Yeah.
The Rat Pack, I love it. I mean, how many great South African stories have started around a braai? It's a fantastic story.
Absolutely.
How long ago was that, Graham?
I think it was about 4 years ago now. And it's growing so steadily. Like Jonah said, that it's really one of those things that sort of started out as a passion project, and it's got so much traction now that we really are quite taken aback. I mean, we started out with a very small band, and now we've got an 8-piece big band that we play with. Unfortunately, we won't have it there tonight. It was just difficult. A lot of the guys weren't available, unfortunately, but we've got like sort of a smaller and more compressed,
more
version,
intimate,
more intimate version thereof. But the show is still going to be
the reason we're here is because people on Facebook have actually literally just been begging us to come to Cape Town. And we're like, oh, it's so hard to get our full band, you know, down. You know, it's expensive to fly 10, 11 people down, you know.
Yeah.
So, but we made it. And thanks to V&A Waterfront for hosting this.
Yeah.
I'm smiling at hearing you say that, because I very clearly remember being told once that Mango Groove have always struggled to make any money because the sheer cost of moving a band of that size around eats away into any profits. Having said that, though, it's great to have you here. Let me, before we do another thing, tell you about the concert tonight. It is at the new Silo District in the Waterfront, 6:30 p.m. What can concert goers expect?
Well, I believe we have an opening act.
Yeah, Sterling EQ, if I'm not mistaken.
Sterling EQ. They're actually going to be with us in studio in a week or two.
Beautiful. Okay. Absolutely beautiful.
Sirens.
If you want to just come just to look at the sirens, it's worth it.
Yeah. So stunning. Okay. And then straight after that, we'll put on Suits, which is apparently like lingerie for men. That's what we've been told by our lady attendees.
Yeah.
So we're going to put on Suits, and we're going to sing you some swing classics from a whole bunch of eras. You said new music. We play a lot of the old stuff. We make a lot of the new stuff sound old, and we make a lot of the old stuff sound new. So that's basically what we do.
I absolutely love that, taking the new hits and making them sound old, because I think I shared last year one of my favorite videos of the whole year was this kind of a swing take on Meghan Trainor's All About the Bass. And it took a song that I absolutely loathed to turn it into something that I absolutely loved listening to. How easy or difficult is it to do that with modern music, Graham?
I think the pop music of nowadays, some of them are a little bit devoid of melody, they're kind of churned out, you know, but it is quite easy to take something like that. For example, we do Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. It's a great song. If you listen to the original, it's so, so, so different to the way we do it. You know, we do it sort of we kind of package it as a ballad, and she does it as a full-blown 149 BPM pop track, you know.
Yeah.
But the result is the same, you know. So, I think we did a great job on that. You know, we've got a wonderful guy, Dave Cousins, who's our musical director. He also arranges a lot of the stuff, and I mean, he's a genius with that, you know. And the nice thing about swing is that it swings, you know. You just put the swing in there, you just change the groove slightly, and all of a sudden you've got something that has a totally different feel and a totally different flavor.
Funnily enough, rap music actually works really well.
It works the best. It works the best
because it's so rhythmical in the way that it's written and approached. As soon as you put the swing beat to it, you can sing a melody to a rap song over a swing
and it's
beat.
Quite percussive as well, so it sits in that sort of the offbeat, so the guys sort of rap like that in quite a percussive way.
Well, back off now and give your brother room, the fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom.
So it works
a little bit of Will Smith.
Well, we're going to give you a proper sample of what they sound like in a couple of minutes. But just to say, if your ears are already prickling, the best thing about the concert tonight is that it's absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, it's Mahala. So come, bring your whole family. And you know what? The nice thing about the show is it really is friendly. We're a little bit cheeky, but never too risky.
But that's appropriate for swing. Because, I mean, swing, I know somebody who's not familiar with the history might think it's kind of, it's groovy, it's smooth, it's very clean cut. But it was the music of rebels in its day.
You think about it, the guys that were kind of pioneering it at the time were the rock stars of their day. You know, they were the naughty ones, you know. So when you look at the Rat Pack, I've got some old footage of them. They were naughty, man. They were so naughty. And they had so much fun. And that's what we do. We allow ourselves a lot more fun than we're legally allowed. And then we get to enjoy it with people. And we don't, a lot of it's not scripted. So we just kind of go with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And wherever the train goes, we go. And if a train crashes, we crash with it.
And luckily, it's not recorded often as well. So, you know, once you say something, it can disappear into the wind as opposed to being repeated all the time on Facebook.
Have you guys toured much together?
Yeah, done a lot of touring. We've even gone out to Namibia with this thing. I mean, mm-hmm. it's really, really got a nice reach. There's a lot of interest from Montreux Jazz Festival as well for us. Wow. So, you know, the reach is getting there. We've got a wonderful Facebook message the other day from Japan. And some jazz students in Japan were like, listen, we really love what you guys are doing. And it's very interesting stuff. And if you ever come there, you know, we'll bring
friends. I think it's expensive to get a band down to Cape Town.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Wait till you get to Tokyo.
$100.
Well, without further ado, I think we've got to get the listeners a taste of what they will hear if they go through to the free concert at the Silo this evening, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Silo in the Waterfront District. It's on the piazza between the New Zeitzmocha Museum and the Virgin Active, absolutely free of charge. It's Beyond the Sea. We're going to give a bash. I think, are we ready with the backing track? It's over to you.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, a mile up the stands on golden sands and watches those ships that go sailing. Come on.
La mer.
That's French.
Au ciel d'été, au confond, ce blanc mouton. Avec les ondes si peu la mer, Birgit Bordeaux, infini.
While it's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. And I know,
oh yes I know,
beyond a doubt, my heart will leave me there soon. We'll meet,
I know we'll meet,
beyond the shore. We'll kiss just as before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sailing. Ah, there we go. You gotta explain to the people what that means.
Well, it's the host's name.
Oh.
It's him, it's me. I'm in the song.
Just to prove it's live, you know.
Let's take it home. And I know,
oh yes, I know,
beyond a doubt, my heart will leave me there soon. We'll meet,
I know we'll meet,
beyond the shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sailing. So long, farewell, goodbye, no more sailing. So long, farewell, goodbye, no more sailing. So long, farewell, goodbye, no more sailing. So long, farewell, goodbye.
No more sailing.
Although that's not entirely true. We will be sailing albums.
Lots of them.
After the show tonight.
The new album is called Now Listen Properly. I hope everyone was listening. It wasn't the ghost of Bobby Darin. That was Swing City, and you can catch them tonight at the Silo District in the Waterfront. Sterling EQ, the supporting actor, on at 6:30. Swing City take the stage at 7:30. And that was only two of the three voices. Imagine what it's going to sound like with Layusa Bala thrown into the mix as well.
Yeah.
Great to have you guys with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, yeah. Please look out for the album Now Listen Properly. You can buy it tonight if you go to the concert. Is it in online music stores, etc.
It is everywhere.
As well?
iTunes. It's in all good music stores.
Everywhere. We even have a whole bunch of shirts tonight, and if you buy from us, you'll get it at a little discount this evening.
Please do exactly that and visit their website, swing-city.com, for more info. So much to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Pips, and thank you, Cape Town, for listening.
Mwah.